New Zealand protesters opposed to Hong Kong's contentious extradition bill say they've received death threats for speaking out, but it won't stop them having their say. Hundreds of people turned out at the Auckland University Quad for a rally today about the controversial law. Now, it comes just after a week after an altercation between opposing sides sparked a police investigation at the university. Jesse Chang reports.
Tensions were high at today's rally, with arguments breaking out among the crowd. One of the organisers, Serena Lee, says before the event, people had tried to silence them. She says even though her group was given permission by Auckland University to post flyers about the extradition bill, others had covered those with their own messages.
Some words can be pretty offensive and try to cover the information that we posted up. So instead of having a fair discussion, two-sided, they're trying to cover what we're posting up.
The proposed bill, which would allow suspected criminals to be taken to China for a trial, has sparked weeks of protests in Hong Kong. The bill has been shelved by officials, but protesters say anger and frustration has spread in New Zealand and they want it completely withdrawn. A week ago, an altercation between pro-Beijing and anti-extradition law supporters ended, with one woman pushed to the ground on the Auckland University campus. A police investigation has been opened and the university is making its own inquiries. Serena Lee, who was involved in the argument, says she's had to change her phone number and disable her social media accounts because of the abusive messages she's received.
I would say some will be like sexually abused, sexually wordings, whereas some will be because I'm also a New Zealand citizen, so they think that I don't have a right to speak.
Serena Lee has also received death threats against her and her family, and she's not the only one. Another man at the rally who has lived in New Zealand for around 30 years says he's shocked by the abuse he's received after speaking out.
Instagram, I get messages of people telling me to go die, my family should go die, like, we're dogs, we're not humans, and, like, pretty much abuse all over.
And has that been from people just in New Zealand or also overseas?
Overseas, New Zealanders. We have had a couple from New Zealand, but we closed off all our social media accounts and our numbers.
50-year-old Stephen isn't from Hong Kong, but has lived most of his adult life there. He sees democratic rights in the region are slowly being taken away.
People who are not happy with the government are being treated as their enemies of China or enemies of Hong Kong, which is just incorrect. And I think that it's important that people realise that the freedoms that Hong Kong has traditionally enjoyed are being eroded.
Stephen now lives in New Zealand, partly because he felt democracy was deteriorating in Hong Kong. The Chinese consulate in Auckland released a statement last week saying some Western anti-China politicians and individuals had made irresponsible remarks about the situation in Hong Kong. It strongly condemned any activity that demonised China and Hong Kong officials. ACT Party leader David Seymour says that's unacceptable.
I've written a letter to the Chinese consulate saying that they're here with certain rights and duties, and one of their duties is not to interfere in our internal matters.
David Seymour says he's yet to receive a response from the consulate. Heightened university security as well as police officers kept a close eye on today's event. For the protesters, they say they won't be intimidated and are determined to continue standing up for the rights of Hong Kong people. I tamaki makaurau mō te hōtaka o te ahi ahi nei, ko Jesse Chang tēnei.